Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf from 1968. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture ready on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Okay, yeah. That got to be a repeat, right?
I'm sure I played it before.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I've done it for almost 7 years now.
It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna repeat songs.
You never.
Not intentionally all the time.
There's no need to repeat. There's zillions of songs.
If it's been a couple years, I can do it.
There's zillions of songs. There's no need to repeat. Don't say that. You always say.
Well, sometimes I like to give a good song its chance again, you know? Bring it, refresh it again.
That's a good song. Never did much for me, though. Never.
Even, why is that?
I don't know. Just, it's good. Just, I don't know. It seems stock. Like, it doesn't seem overly unique to me. I'll give it a 5.0. Plus, you've played it. This might have been the first song you've played three times.
I think that's not true. I've played some petty songs three times.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Five. I've had coffee. I'm not grumpy. I'm just giving it a 5.
Yeah, good rating. 7.5, a 9.9, 3.3.
We got to get to the big thing anyway.
What's that?
NFL.
I got a guy that's really pissed me right now. Can I read this?
Yes.
I'm going to read it because I'm not trying. I want our listeners to be happy. I want everybody to be happy.
Okay.
But
what's going on?
This is from Steven.
Steven.
And I want you to address this also.
Okay.
He's like, you going to talk basketball today? Steven, we spent the first 25 minutes of the show. I encourage you to check out the podcast. We'll bring it up again. I cannot go 2 hours in basketball. I'm just not doing it.
Steven, yeah, we just...
I'm not trying to, you know, thank you for listening, but yeah. We spent 25 minutes, the entire first segment, I screamed into the microphone. Yeah. I can't scream for 2 hours. I'll lose my voice. So yeah. Please.
I'm with you on this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't get
angry very often, but well, I got a little bothered by... He's disparaging me. It's a podcast.
Yeah. And maybe you're a little... I'm sorry. I couldn't give you more than a 5 on that.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
I'm just bothered.
All right, don't be. Because what do we got now?
NFL winners and losers, week 13 to the winners. This team played actually on Thursday, but the number one winner because of what happened yesterday. The Buffalo Bills beat the Patriots on Thursday, And thanks to a Chiefs loss yesterday to the Bengals, the Bills are now back in the number one slot in the AFC.
Dang.
So without playing a game, they played Thursday, beat the Patriots, but they are back to the one seed because of the Chiefs lost to the Bengals.
Why did the Chiefs never beat the Bengals?
How about this stat? The Bengals have defeated the Chiefs three times in the year 2022. They beat them the first Sunday in January at the end of the regular season of last year, beat them in the playoffs in Kansas City, beat them again in Cincinnati yesterday. Three times in 2022, Joe Burrow has beat Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think the Chiefs have beaten the Bengals since like 1984.
In Cincinnati.
Okay.
In Cincy. That brings you to number two. Number two winner is the Bengals for that win. They're now 8-4. Joe Burrow is playing good football. Ja'Marr Chase is back, played well. Defense was good enough to beat Mahomes. They come back and win the game 27-24. Bengals are the number two winner this week. They are squarely in the playoff conversation.
8-4.
Yes,
good job, Zach.
Number three winner. This one sucks because it's against my team, but the Niners. They're a winner and a loser, bro. I'm going to keep them in the winner category for this. They win 33-17. They're a loser because Jimmy Garoppolo is out for the season, broke his foot early in the game.
First series.
Yeah.
First series.
And they still win with Brock Purdy because, you know, Trey Lance is out for the year. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant from Iowa State, comes in and looked good. He had one bad pick, but other than that, he didn't make mistakes. I was waiting for the crippling mistake, but they made it easy with some screen passes that were effective to McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel, and they just did enough to win. Dolphins blow up late. They lose 33-17, but it was closer than that. But Niners, 8-4, we'll see how they go without Jimmy G. They signed Josh Johnson to be the backup, but Brock Purdy's the guy the rest of the way.
Okay.
So there you go. Stop that.
I think you'd be number four.
Nope. That was three.
That was three. This would be number
I said Bills, Bengals.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then the
Niners.
Niners,
so yeah. This would be four.
This is number four
right,
in the winners.
That's what I said, Jake, four.
Number four in the winners. How about the Detroit Lions?
Okay.
The Detroit Lions had a terrible start to the year. Terrible start. I think they're 1-6. And now they nearly beat the Bills on Thanksgiving. And yesterday, they pummel the Jags 40-14. Don't look now, but the Lions still on the outside looking in. But they have a chance at the playoffs.
Man.
A chance. Jared Goff got it rolling. Running game's good. The defense has improved. They fired their coordinator a couple weeks ago, and they've been really good ever since. The Lions are the number four winner this week. Number five, it wasn't pretty last night. Actually, I'll make them a loser. I'll go this. Eagles, number five winner. They beat the Titans 35-10. That's a playoff-bound Titans team. They pounded in Philly 35-10. Jalen Hurts was wonderful once again. A.J. Brown was great. Defense was good. 35-10, pummeling of the Titans. To the losers, the combination of Commanders, Giants, anytime you have a tie, you're in the loser category to me. Graham Gano misses a 58-yard field goal short at the buzzer and to tie, 20-20.
Oh, that hurts. That sucks. It's
terrible. Ties are awful. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine attending a tie as a fan?
That'd be awful.
You want to have a result. Win, obviously great, lose, but a tie's not even a result. It's just like, okay, now what? That's it?
No.
Loser, Texans. The Cleveland Browns offense was not good yesterday. Deshaun Watson made his first appearance in 2 years playing. As you would guess, very rusty. Did not look great. But the Texans offense is just disastrous. They gave up two defensive touchdowns.
Ooh.
A pick six and a fumble six for the Browns.
Wow.
Texans are bad. They're trending easily for the number one overall pick, and things have a long ways to go in Houston. But there's number two loser. Number three loser. Once again, I feel bad for the big guy over here, Chris Raff. The Broncos. The Broncos cannot score points. They had the lead over the Ravens, who, by the way, lost Lamar Jackson early in this game for an injury. I'm not sure what his long-term status is, but a knee injury. Tyler Huntley comes in. And the Broncos are up 9-3 for a lot of this game. 9 points, zip, that's it, 9. Late touchdown, Ravens win 10-9.
Oh, boy.
You cannot win games in the NFL just relying completely on your defense. You said that for a college team, too. Right. You cannot rely on your defense only to win games.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, you're going to win a few, but come on. You got to be well-rounded.
Number four loser, the Colts playing on Sunday Night Football gave up 54 points last night.
Ooh.
54-19 Cowboys over the Colts. And I'll tell you what, the Cowboys didn't even play that great offensively. That's the sad part. Good defensive performance. 54-19 the Colts lose. And they're trading for a high pick also. Number five loser, I would say the Jets had a chance to beat the Vikings. They were down 20-3 and 26 at halftime. They're in the red zone twice in the second half. They don't score. They had one field goal and one pick to end the game. Got to get points there. Got to win. And that's the way it is. But Vikings, hold on, 27-22. The Jets had a good chance to win that game and lost.
Big story is Cincinnati. Cincinnati gets the Chiefs again. Man.
That is an impressive win.
Cincinnati, it's weird how certain franchises have certain franchises' number. And Cincinnati, for some reason, has had Kansas City's number for a long time.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
It's one of those sort of inexplicable things about life.
Joe Burrow's got Mahomes. And their defense.
But it predates those guys.
I know.
It predates those guys. Anyway, big.
It was a great day of action.
Was it?
Yeah, except my team lost. But Chargers next week on Sunday Night Football for the Dolphins in L.A.
Ooh.
Top of the hour next. Nebraska ball. And also, I want to talk about Kansas State for a little bit. Next, an early break in the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.